Here we go. Hey guys, we're back.
Our phones are turned off, both our phones.
We just had a big debate about whose phone's going to ring first, and guess what? Neither of us are. They're both turned off. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day, and welcome to the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys enjoyed the Hagman Show last night. I was on until 11, and me and Doug talked about a whole plethora of different topics. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Your eyes are all puffy this morning.
I'm tired, man. I took attention factor way too late.
You did not.
I did.
Did you really?
I did. It was a mistake.
You can't sleep with that stuff.
You can't sleep on it. It's good. It's great. It works. It's wonderful until it's not wonderful. And it's
at 3 a.m, it's not wonderful.
It's not wonderful. So I hope you guys checked out all the specials that we have. A product of the week, Ultimate Multiple Caps on sale. This is probably our number 2 or number 3 product. Magnesium Brain Food's number 1. I think this comes in at like number 2.
Magnesium Brain Food is number 1 now.
You guys voted. It won. You guys buy it. It wins. So, again, check this out on sale for over 15% off. And be sure to stay. Yeah, it's got another review. It had 8 reviews yesterday on the show.
Now, we're going to do a bunch of sales starting this week.
We are. You guys check out the email list because we got a bunch of emails coming at you guys with different types of early Black Friday sales. So, stay up to date on those.
Are we going to talk about them on the show, too?
I might talk about it later on the show. You guys stay tuned.
Whoa.
You know, I just got to keep you guys updated.
We're right. They're going to release these emails from Epstein. Now, but now they're redacting everything they want.
They said they can redact anything they want. Yeah. Oh, and they said that any ongoing investigations are going to be redacted. Ongoing investigation.
I thought there was nothing to investigate. I thought it was a hoax.
Nobody trafficked nobody to nobody.
And it was a hoax.
It was a hoax.
So now
Cash Patel said it never happened.
But now we have investigations about the hoax.
And now we're saying everything's going to be redacted that they don't want released.
But what's happening now is they lit another fuse.
That's exactly right.
They already did this back in January. We're releasing everything. Well, now there's nothing to release.
Remember Pam Bondi? There's thousands of videos with Epstein, with individuals. Thousands of videos we're having to go through right now. Thousands.
And there's nothing to see. And then now Congress has warned Bondi, don't slow walk this. We want them released now. They're slow. I mean, this is what I told you yesterday. Where are the Roswell files from 1947? Where are they? That's right. We haven't seen those yet. That's right. They're still secretive. How about the Kennedy assassination that Trump was going to release in its entirety? Oh, yeah, they got redacted too, didn't they? I mean, unbelievable. I mean, number one, they're not going to tell you what they're doing to you. I mean, if they're hosing you over on everything they do, they're not going to put it out on the paper and say, hey, we're hosing you on this. They're not going to do that.
Not anymore. I had high hopes originally, beginning of the year. I kept pressing on it because it really needs to. People need to know, but they're not going to release. They're not going to release what really actually happened. It's going to be a bunch of theater. But, you know, at the same time, you guys have seen, the CDC has now said vaccines may cause autism. Zero coverage on mainstream media, by the way.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
This is huge. The CDC has said for 4 decades now that there's no correlation between vaccines and autism. They can't cause it. Impossible. Safe and effective. Everything's good to go with vaccines. Get as many as we tell you to because it need to be for your health.
Well, the reason it's happening is Kennedy's firing all the idiots. That's
exactly right. So the CDC has now said that it's possible that vaccines cause autism and a full reversal of the previous stance. The claim vaccines do not cause autism is not an evidence-based claim because the studies have not ruled out the possibility that infant vaccines cause autism. The CDC said on November 19th. Updated on their website. Studies supporting a link have been ignored by health authorities. This is a full 180. I mean, this is a full flop with CDC. The CDC cited a 2006 paper that analyzed surveys of parents with children who had autism and found majority of parents believed the vaccines caused the disorder.
Well, they do cause the disorder.
Yeah.
I mean, you got 1 in 12 with autism now? I mean, something happened. You can't pretend like something didn't happen.
No.
You know, so it's just, but it's unbelievable. A small number of studies have found an association between certain vaccines and autism. And there's over 300 studies, Austin. Unbelievable. You know, but it won't matter, though. There are still people out there, it doesn't matter what this says, that are still, they could read this article and they will still vaccinate their kids.
I know.
I mean, they're that stupid.
They're morons.
No, they are.
Says one study found that aluminum adjuvants and vaccines had the highest statistical correlation with the rise in autism prevalence among numerously suspected environmental causes.
It's a neurotoxin.
It can't be made poisonous. There is no aspect of you getting exposed to raw aluminum in raw form.
It kills plants. It kills the feeder roots on plants. Wiped out the orange crops. There's so many trees and all kinds of vegetation all over the world because of the chemtrail spraying. And now they're injecting it in us, and it goes in through our oil fascia system.
Injecting it for decades.
This is why I use magnesium brain food every day. It helps to keep like that garbage back out.
And the other thing, too, don't be using aluminum deodorant. I know it works great to plug up your pores so you don't sweat so much down here in this gigantically humid state that we have, this 95 degrees or 100%
sauna
humidity.
With gnats.
It's a sauna with gnats. The antiperspirant deodorant is a mess. It's been directly linked to Alzheimer's, directly linked to breast cancer. Mm-hmm. It is some toxic stuff. There's multiple deodorants you can use without aluminum if you want to.
We have it available.
Office if you want to use our magnesium one. Wherever you get it from, don't use the aluminum. I mean, we got it if you want it, but stay away from that stuff.
We don't have aluminum. We don't have that
we
at
do
all.
Not
no.
aluminum.
Oh, by the way, the rise of the performative male, how young men are experimenting with masculinity online.
Experimenting.
Okay, this is crazy. And I mean, but it's just obvious. I mean, we've known of it for years. Across TikTok and university campuses, young men are rewriting what masculinity looks like today, sometimes with matcha lattes and film cameras and basically purses. Yeah. Yeah, this is a performative male contest recently drew a sizable crowd poking fun at this new TikTok archetype of masculinity. The performative male is a new Generation Z term described young men who deliberately create a soft, sensitive, emotionally, totally gay, aware aesthetic signaling the rejection of toxic masculinity, proving to the whole world they can be bisexual as quickly as they want to be. And I'm adding that to there.
Gay!
As performative male contest participants compete for laughs and women's attention by reciting poetry, showing off thrifted fashion, that they wear, you know, different types of women's clothes from thrifted fashion places, or handing out feminine hygiene products to show they're one of the good guys. You know, now you guys know me. You know me really well. I am really holding back, not saying some really ugly stuff here. But I'm just reading what it says. Similar events have been held from San Francisco. That's no surprise. They might as well hit Key West while they're at it. Or Tel Aviv to London, capturing a wider shift of how Generation Z navigates gender. Research shows that young men are experimenting with gender online. Well, no, they're experimenting in gender everywhere because about half of them are gay. But audiences often respond with a humor or skepticism. This raises an important question in a moment. When toxic masculinity is being called out, why do public responses to softer version of masculinity shift between curiosity, irony, judgment, and hysterical laughter as they make fun of these weirdos? Why generation calls it performative? Generation Z suspicion towards these men may be partially due to broader shifts in online culture. As research on social media shows, younger users value authenticity as a sign of trust. If millennials perfected the curated self of filtered selfies and highlight reels, Generation Z made it a virtue of realness and spontaneity. So what they're saying is Obama did it.
He's married to a dude, man.
Well, he's total queer. He's married to a dude. And he put all of this filth into the doggone schools 15, 20 years ago. And here we have it.
So they he really was. He really was instrumental.
He did this long. He's president 15, 20 years ago. I mean, a long time ago. And so what ends up happening is he put all the stuff into the school system when these kids were young about how you can be a boy or a girl, a sponge, a rat, or whatever you want to be. You can be whatever you want. How you can be a cat and have a litter box in the bathroom.
Ruled from a federal level as far as when that whole debacle happened with Target.
Target is going downhill and has gone downhill.
They've never been the same.
Well, they put all that gender clothing, you know, so Celine Dion did that too.
All that. Yeah, it was gender neutral swimsuits and stuff.
And Celine Dion did all that stuff and hurt her reputation too. He came out with those crazy commercials. And Obama was the one that was basically gay and everybody knew he was gay. Even Joan Rivers said he was gay and that he was married to a tranny, that Michelle was a transgender. And basically everybody knows that except for the people who could. Okay, you watch her walking down a set of stairs in a silk dress, and it looks like she's got an Alabama black snake between her legs. And you got to ask yourself a question.
I'm not even going to post those videos.
You got to ask. No, you got to ask yourself a question. Why do you think this is a woman? I'm asking that question. Why would you possibly think that this is a woman? Well, maybe she's wearing a prosthesis. And then she gets on Ellen DeGeneres' show and starts bouncing around with her prosthesis, I guess. And you ask yourself a question. Why is this female acting like a woman, dude? What is this thing on the, and you know, and I've had a, we had some subcontractors over here one day. And the guy was, you know, pool contractor, subcontractor. And he's a black guy, real nice guy, really smart, really, I mean, really brilliant guy. Dude could fix the pool. His wife comes over with him one day. And I understand why blacks do that. They bring their wives to the job site.
I have seen that before.
No, it's, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, and I'm not picking on you. I mean, I just don't understand it. I just had it happen again last week on some deck repair I had with another black guy.
Hispanics don't really do that ever. I don't really see
no, white people don't do it. Wives don't work anymore.
They just don't show up.
They're so racked out and cracked out and everything else. They don't even show up anyway. Oh, so you notice I didn't slam the blacks or the Hispanics. I slammed the white people. Just thought I'd mention that to you. The white people don't want to work anymore. They don't do sheetrock anymore. They don't lay block anymore. All the ones that used to do that got racked out on crack and meth and everything else, or they just gave up on them because the sheetrock mafia came in and took over everything.
I'm still telling you that the best crew I ever had for my subs was the Venezuelan crew.
They were
insane. How fast they were, how good they were. Yeah, George. Yeah, his crew.
But they come in, you know, and they realize that, you know, they're not going to compete. Here's what they did. We had some great drywall guys that were white boys. I'm sorry, I can't say boys. That offends people. They were white men. Oh, God, just, you know,
white,
you know,
fellas.
This being politically correct on this show sometimes when you guys send me these nasty letters. You said it was a boy. Whatever. Will you stop and leave me alone? There's no script here. I'm not reading a teleprompter. Please.
We don't even have a teleprompter on the set.
We don't know what that is.
I wouldn't even know how to use one if we had one. I'd be like, where am I looking?
but no, they came in and they were charging X amount of dollars per board. So this Hispanic crew group comes in, this sheetrock mafia, and drops the price down to about a quarter. A quarter of what it was they were $10.
There was no money.
They're $2.50, and all the white boys couldn't make any money. They all just quit. Some of them started cutting trees. I remember one guy was cutting trees because he said he can't make any money. He's a block layer, and so then once they got the market and all the white guys were out of business, they jacked the price and said, and now it's $10. Now it's $20 of a board, and if you don't like it, they'll drill a hole through your roof with a 1-inch paddle bit and poke a hole right in the valley. Yeah, they did it to us, to Austin.
Me, you know, because they were in there hanging.
Drunk on stilts. Yeah, they're drunk on stilts. What kind of beer were they drinking?
I don't remember.
It was a Spanish beer.
Bud Light
kind of Spanish beer.
Corona?
I think it was Corona. We walk in a doggone garage where the set of stairs are.
Cases of Corona.
And then we don't know who it is. It's got water droplets on it. It's still ice cold. I picked it all up and went and threw it in the dumpster. I said, no, man, this isn't cool. Then I called their boss up. Well, all hell broke loose. Then they took a paddle belt and drilled it through the roof. You think, no, we don't make anything up. This is kind of, but that's here. But you're supposed to be like this performative male now. You're supposed to sit here and walk out with a male bun. Don't say something to me about that. And this guy in the picture has the male bun. And so you're supposed to be experimenting with masculinity. So I'm not allowed to walk onto a job site and throw crap away they're not supposed to be having there. On stilts and drunk.
Well, here's the problem with that situation. If OSHA or some group or inspector show up, it's my job site.
I think it was on a Sunday.
Yeah, it was my site. I'm in trouble. I'm the contractor on the site. It's my property. These guys are running around drunk on stilts.
This is your poop-throwing monkey.
Yeah,
they're on your property.
It was about to be my monkey. No. That paddle bit hole turned on my monkey.
First time it rains.
Water coming through. House dried in. Anyways, I digress. A whole other story here. This is wild. I can't say I disagree with this. All SNAP beneficiaries will now need to reapply for benefits, Ag Secretary
says. Because of fraud.
Brooke Rollins describes SNAP as one of the most corrupt, dysfunctional programs in U.S. history. Wow. Said on November 14th that all recipients of the SNAP program will need to meet reapplication requirements in an effort to clean up the food assistance program.
Yeah, you understand why this happens, right? Because the people who are in charge of approving this are DEI hires in many cases.
That's true. I didn't think
now, think about this for a second. And so these DEI hires, so that poor mom and their babies, they can't be fed. Well, they ain't a mom and her babies. It's some guy from Venezuela who's got 14 of his buddies, and they're running a doggone gang running fake SNAP benefits. And it's not a mom and her babies in many cases. It's total fraud. But, oh, the mom and the baby have to be fed. And so I'm like, stamp, stamp, stamp. And then pretty soon they get to the point where they get tired of looking at it. Had a friend of mine come the other day. He came in from Europe, and they had to have all this paperwork. And they go, just push. They need the paperwork because they're seeing it all day long. And before long,
you're burnt out.
The word in German means langweilig, which means burnt out. It means it's just gotten repetitive, boring. And you see this all the time. And they had to do this with TSA.
Listen, it's revealed SNAP funding. There was over 200,000 deceased individuals on the roster.
Oh, it's more than
that. Oh, yeah, this is just early audits. Another audit showed that 500,000 people registered twice. I don't know how you get away with that. I guess you don't have to put your social in.
50 million twice.
And the number just exaggerates. They said, according to the latest data, USDA, 42 million people on the federal food program. Back when Trump's first time he was in office, his first term, there was like 18 million.
Well, look at Biden, what he did with all the immigrants.
Well, that's what he brought everybody in.
Oh, by the way, an ER nurse is coming now and had like, we got like 50 million views on TikTok. And she said, I am an ER nurse, and here are the things I never let my kids do.
Interesting.
This is an interesting article. I read this morning. I thought, more clickbait. I started reading through it. I said, it's got some pretty good stuff in it. She said that she's got all these views, and now she says she doesn't let her children do certain things. She says what they don't let them do is any sleepovers at all.
Interesting.
You know, she's right. Okay.
Even with family? Or close friends?
She says none.
None?
I don't know that there's really any benefit to sleepover, especially when your kids come home over-caffeinated, over-sugared, and over-tired. And then other things can happen. That's sexual assault. She's not saying that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that very clearly. I can't tell you how many people that I know that kids went over to somebody else's house and got sexually assaulted by an older brother or an older sister or an older sibling, or somebody came in, some uncle, cousin, or nephew, and snuck in there in the middle of the night. This is a real problem, guys. So I'm going to say this to you. If you don't know the person that they're sleeping over with, don't send them over there, period. And if there are going to be other kids over there, don't send them over there. You got to be careful. She's right about this.
You really got to know who they are. I mean, I would say never. That's a strong statement, never.
Well,
I can't send my kids over to your house now.
Well, but there's nobody else but your kids here, okay? And that's okay. That kind of stuff.
They still stay up too late.
They do. And they do get over sugar, don't they? I did. And I over-caffeinate them. I give them chocolate. This is terrible. Oh, she's right. I should be on the banned list.
Knock yourself out.
He goes on to say. All right, okay, second thing. She never lets her children do is play tackle football or sandlot football with tackle.
And depends on how big everybody is.
Yeah. Okay. She goes, do I love watching it 100%? Will my kids play it? No. And I will say this because I have played sandlot football. I'm still carrying scars from it. when you're playing sandlot without helmets and you got helmet and you got head to head contact, you knock yourself out pretty quick.
You can't do that.
Huh? Yeah. I was at a wrestling match the other night. I told you guys a story, and some guy got knocked out in the ring for legit real.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he took a knee to the temple. I mean, he's a big boy. Boom, he's out. And he didn't know who he was or where he was. No. I mean, he was out. And, you know, so you get these traumatic brain injuries like this that, you know, you could really hurt yourself long-term-wise and with bipolar disorder if you're not careful when you get older. And then she says she doesn't let the kids eat grapes.
I hear that all the time because of choking.
But, yeah, that's what she used to
see. All these ER nurses always talk about don't let everybody eat grapes.
Yeah.
You know what?
Well, they don't dissolve in the throat.
No,
like
they
ice
don't.
Would dissolve.
They cut them up. The ER nurses always, all the ER nurses I know, they cut them up in like squares, like fours.
And then she says she won't give them a motorized bicycle. They run 30 miles an hour.
I don't know if I agree with all that. Depends on the age of the kid.
Well, but she said if a 30 mile an hour bicycle hits another car doing 30 miles an hour head on, the kid's dead. And she's an ER nurse. She sees it all the time with motorized
bicycles. I survived 10 years of motocross and then went to streets.
By the grace of God.
I mean,
I would never do that again.
The street bikes allegedly ran 200 miles an hour, allegedly. So, I mean, I'm still alive, but that doesn't.
No, I would. Okay, give me this camera, Rich. I'm going to talk to these. Okay. I have several regrets as a parent. Several. This is one of the primary ones. I won't cover the rest of them today because we all have regrets. When Austin was 5 years old, I got him his first dirt bike. I got it from a good friend of mine up in South Carolina. He was selling it because his kids had a dirt bike. And I got this dirt bike for Austin. And he wrecked it immediately.
KTM 50. And I got back up.
And he got back up and rode it again. And that was the biggest, most egregious mistake I've ever made in my entire life. It is.
I got good on bikes, though, man.
No, he can ride a motorcycle. But the point is, by the grace of God, God alone, because he was in multiple motorcycle accidents, not serious ones, that basically he's alive today. And I would never do that again. You're talking about putting landmines in front of your child. This is what you're doing. And you're going to go, by the way, let's see if you can navigate the landmines. Let's see if you stay alive on this. And I hope and pray that you make it, but I'm going to facilitate it. I would never, ever do that again. And notice, he has a 9-year-old
oh, you're going to put me like that.
Who does not have a bicycle that's motorized or a dirt bike. You know, side by side, got a seatbelt on it, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay. But dirt bikes, motorcycles, I mean, we know multiple people that have ridden off the lots and gotten in accidents within the first few blocks.
Watch Brent get killed over there on PK Avenue. CBR 1000 got cut in half.
You know, and just, I mean, it's just.
That was rough.
Motorcycles, you know, one day I had a Corvette. Nice Corvette. Convertible Corvette. And I had a motorcycle in the garage and a Corvette. This is many years ago. And I'm looking at it, I'm thinking to myself, which would I rather ride today, the motorcycle or the Corvette, drive the Corvette? And I thought to myself, why does a Corvette win every single time? Every single time. And I thought to myself, why do I even have a motorcycle? I got rid of
it. So much fun.
I know I love bikes. I've had Harleys. I've had Hondas. I've had Yamahas. I've had Kawasaki's. I've had all the motorcycles that anybody should ever not want to buy. I've had them. And I will say this to you. The prettiest motorcycle I've ever had is a Harley. Sounded the best of all the bikes. Handles like crap. Unbelievably horrible motorcycle. But it's beautiful.
Cool bike.
But it's a cool bike. I love Harleys, okay? And I didn't lose any money on any of them, okay? The biggest motorcycle I've ever lost money on was a Yamaha Royal Star. Beautiful motorcycle. No power. And no resale value. Because I can give you all those benefits of this. And because I had motorcycles my whole life, it started when I was 18 years old because my mom would never buy one for me. And I was driving. I got my first motorcycle, Austin. I never told you this because of the gas crisis we had back in the 70s.
Well, the bikes are great for that. They are great for that.
Because my Monte Carlo got 8 miles per gallon.
Endless miles per gallon with bikes.
And my Monte Carlo had a pollution junk on it. And boy, did it get. I remember one time I took it to the shop and I said, it was out of warranty. I said, take this pollution stuff off my car. And they literally came out with a box like this, this deep in parts. I said, what is that? That's crap we pulled off. You know, comes with pumps and everything else. I'm like, that was a 73 Monte Carlo. Beautiful car, but it was completely and totally detuned because of the pollution controls, and it got really, really, really bad fuel mileage. Now they can come out with a Z06 Corvette with a flat crank V8 engine, Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Normally aspirated, putting out 670 horsepower, and it doesn't pollute very much. It's amazing what technology has done. It really is. Okay, what's the next story?
Next story, great topic on there. I was trying to see.
Here's another story. Since you're looking for yours,
I was pulling something up. I was trying to.
I plunged into hell while dying on the operating table, and the devil tortured me in the most heinous way. And then God arrived. Daily Mail story. Put a stop to it. Yep. You know that's why. You know when you cast a demon out of something, and you plead the blood of Jesus over it, and these demons have to go. And I've told you this before. If you're abducted by an alien spacecraft, which is probably a demonic spacecraft with basically pre-Adamic technology that we've talked about on Angel Wars, and you call on the name of Jesus, they got to put you back in your house. Now, why is that? Why do they have to put you back in your house and take you back to where you are, where you were? Because when you call on Jesus, who's the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, who created the heavens, the earth, and created you, he's our creator, when you call on him, these entities are scared out of their mind he's going to show up. Just pop in for a minute. They don't want him to do that. They got to put you back. He has that type of power and authority. And I've told you multiple stories about that multiple times. So when I see this, and she basically was tortured and all the rest, and then God came onto the scene and said, hey, that's enough of this. We're not going to do all of this stuff. Oh, by the way, speaking of people that really need to have God in their lives, Kevin Spacey. He has some issues. Now, he's been found not guilty for all the stuff they charged him with, but Hollywood has shunned him. So he lost his home, bud. He's homeless.
Homeless.
But he's not living in a dumpster somewhere. He's got
some cash somewhere.
I don't think he's got any cash left, but he's now he's becoming a singing artist. He's singing over there in Europe. And it's a packed out full of locations that are sold out. And he was saying how he lost everything because of all the stuff that's happened. And, you know, the problem with all of this stuff with him is that you don't need to assault people sexually, regardless of their sexual persuasion, and think you can get away with it because you're a big name. A lot of guys have done a lot of that stuff. Look at Jeffrey Epstein and what they did with all the congressional people. Now how that's coming back to roost on all of them. But, of course, we won't know about that anyhow. And so it's interesting. By the way, Border Control is now monitoring the borders with giant cameras everywhere, eyes on the road, and they're detaining those with suspicious travel patterns. Wait a minute.
Is that Flock? The camera, Flock cameras?
I don't know. It's not saying Flock. It says the predictive intelligence program has resulted in people being stopped, searched, and in some cases arrested. A network of camera scans and record that records vehicles' license plates, information, and an algorithm flag vehicle seemed suspicious on where they... Why can't they read this stuff before they post it? What they're saying is they flag these vehicles that are suspicious, and then they basically find out where they are, and then they pull them down. Suddenly, drivers find themselves pulled over, often for reasons cited such as speeding, failure to signal. They'll always find some reason. You're 55 miles an hour, you go from right lane to left lane, you've got to use your turn signal. Pull over. We got to flag you now. And you're like, I changed lanes. Yeah, but you did it illegally. There's always something they can figure out that you did. You're driving too slow. You swerved a little bit. It looks like that one brake light might be out. They can always find a reason to pull you over. Don't think they can't do that because they can. And then you decide you're not going to pull over. Now you just did a felony. Now you're fleeing and eluding. Now they come in and search you, especially with our federal highway patrol in Florida now. They're unbelievable what they can do over here now in Florida. Suddenly, drivers find themselves pulled over off of a reason cited, such as a speeding or failure to make a turn signal or the wrong window tint or even a dangling air freshener blocking the view or a radar detector on the windshield or a improper decal on the windshield. They're aggressively questioned and searched with no inkling that the roads they drove put them on law enforcement's radar. Once limiting... God, this is written horribly. Once limited policing the nation's boundaries, the Border Patrol has built a surveillance system stretching into the country's interior that can monitor ordinary America's daily actions and connections. I can't read it.
I'm going to say something. I'm going to say a quote.
I can't read it.
This is a quote that
is written so poorly.
Entirely too realistic now. This is Ayn Rand, and I quote, "There's no way to rule innocent people. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there's not enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible for men to live without breaking laws."
You know, that's what Reagan said.
That was back in the 80s, when she wrote
Reagan said that about the IRS tax code. Tens of thousands of pages. He says it's so complicated.
Set up that you're going to screw up on something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they've done now. With traffic laws, with all these ridiculous vehicle restrictions now. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine out of the state, out in Utah, that I do some business with as far as with supplements. And I told him how Florida, because, you know, in Utah, the speed limit goes up like 80 out there, 70 in Montana. And he said, dude, they'll run 100, 110 sometimes. State troopers don't even pull them over. You're on some of those back long roads in Montana, it's like, whatever. I said, you do over 100 on the interstate now in Florida. You get your car pounded. You go straight to jail. I said, FHP's gone feral. They've got a doggone new law, the super speeder law. They just, everybody, 101, doesn't matter what you're doing, where you're at, what's happening, you're going straight to jail.
I got pulled in Montana years ago. I got pulled. Were you with me? I can't remember. I was cooking.
Well, the speed limit was 80 up there.
I was at like 90.
Yeah.
And a guy pulls me over. And I thought, oh, great. Here we go. And he was so nice. He came over. He was full dressed.
He was Montana State Trooper.
Full kit. He had
super
a full,
cool. Yeah, full kit. He was wearing armor and everything.
And we start talking. He goes, just relax. I'm not giving you a ticket.
Yeah, I know. He came out the gate like that. I'm like, oh.
And I'm like,
we're all
just going to ask a few questions.
We're state troopers.
He was really nice.
I know, but we're all used to it down here. We're all
being abused. I mean, we're abused. We are abused by state troopers in the state of Florida. By the way, state troopers, stop doing that. You- You guys are a bunch of feral nuts. I mean, I know you're Marines, but we're basically
we're not the Taliban.
And
this isn't Fallujah.
This isn't Fallujah.
This is Operation Phantom Fury.
My gosh.
Chill out, guys.
Oh, Vin Diesel, by the way, has been cleared of sexual battery made during the claim of moving of the Fast Five back in 2010. Some lady came in like 15 years later and said, oh, by the way, you touched me inappropriately.
That, you know.
Now, I'm going to stop for a second with this, okay? First of all, this is Vin Diesel, and 15 years ago, he's at the peak of his entire career.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to make any comments about what happened, because I don't know if any of it's true or none of it's true, but it's been cleared now. But here's the problem with this stuff. And I saw it at Florida State with these quarterbacks, and they warned
yeah.
the quarterbacks, they warned the top players in these major universities, be careful, because you basically are being watched by the kids and the women in this school who basically want to marry you or have a baby with you to get child support from you for the next 18 years. Because they know you're going into the NFL, and they want a big chunk of what you're going to get. And then they get pregnant, and they come back the next year, and they've driven an Escalade.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Don't
seen
tell me.
It.
Seen it, been there. Yeah. And so be very, very careful if you are high profile. If you're dating someone or going out with someone, always make sure you have witnesses and don't allow yourself to be alone with these people. Because there are people out there that are nothing but predators. And this lady, the claims that she made that I read, it sounded about as ludicrous as it gets. And, of course, you know, here's what could have happened. And I'm not saying this is what happened. This is my speculation. She could have come on to Vin Diesel.
There you go.
And Vin Diesel may have told her no, because the next morning she got fired. And all of a sudden it's like, you know, Vin Diesel's been married for a long time. He's got a bunch of kids. And I've never heard him actually assaulting anybody sexually. And secondly, he doesn't really have to assault anybody.
There you go. Let's be real.
This is Vin Diesel. This is the peak of his career. I mean, this is like saying that Dwayne Johnson,
yeah,
The Rock, back 10 years ago when he's at the peak of his career, or Arnold Schwarzenegger 30 years ago was at the peak of his career, or anybody at the peak of their career, Marlon Brando, any of these people would have to assault somebody in order to have sex.
They have to have security just to keep people off of them.
The only person I've ever seen that was a pervert like that was Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling him out because I know him. I had to babysit him one day. But he was like that. And he would drug women like that. I mean, it's horrible what he did. But he was the only person I've ever seen that was like that with date rape drugs.
You had to babysit Bill Cosby.
No, I did. I told you guys that story. It was weird. The seminar in Philadelphia. He got so mad because he changed the pickup location. He was coming out of his neighborhood. He didn't want a limousine picking him up. He wanted to take the public transit train into Philadelphia into the Civic Center, have him pick us up in Philly.
Jeez.
So he gets on the public train, and then he gives them the wrong rail to come in on. They get to the wrong place, and he gets mobbed. Duh. You're Bill Cosby, dude. This is 30 years ago. All right. And now all of a sudden you're all mad. And so I actually got along with him, and so I was the one that was dictated. I was asked if I would take care of him, and I'd sit there and talk to him. One of the most racist people I've ever met. He really didn't, I don't know if he still liked it, he really didn't like white people back then. If you don't believe me, I got a picture.
There we go. Oh, gosh. It's a Thursday, guys. I don't even know where we're going with this show today. Anyways.
Wow.
Oh, man. I didn't get enough sleep for this.
Here's the picture. Me and Bill Cosby. Notice, I'm the white guy.
It's not a wax sculpture.
This is Bill. This is Philadelphia. This is the seminar. And yes, it's a younger version of me. And it's not Photoshopped. We'd never make stuff up here. And that was the day that I had to watch Bill Cosby. And then he goes, so I get a camera out, take this picture. And he goes, what are you doing with a camera? And I said, well, I've been a fan of yours, Mr. Cosby, for a long time. I kind of liked you, you know, as the Huxtable. And he goes, I was going to get a picture of him, but you're in such a foul mood.
You said that to him?
I said that to him. I said, I'm not going to bother with it. And he goes, well, get the camera out. Let's take some photos. I'm like, oh, gosh. And then he had a cigar that was like that long. Well, it wasn't that long. It was like that long. And then he goes up to speak, and he goes, now this is my cigar. I'm going to get it when I get off this platform. I don't want any souvenirs. And I'm like, why would I take your stupid
cigar?
And he gets up and he reads out of Rudyard Kipling's book, Gunga Din. It was the most morbid presentation I'd ever seen. I mean, everybody's like, look at him in the club. Everybody's trying not to hysterically start crying. It's so miserable. And then he gets off and he jumps in his limo and he takes off. But I will say this about Bill. I will say this. He had the best-looking suit of clothes on I've ever seen.
Did he really?
Oh, I'll show you again. Here they are. Yeah, this bags up, but this is a serious set of clothes.
You can't tell much in that photo.
You can't tell much in that clothes, but you talk about a perfect fit. It was an unbelievable suit of clothes. And I was wearing that awful tie.
He fell from grace, man, with all those allegations.
He did, but I actually got along with him pretty well there after we got the whole understanding was that I wasn't going to be his little, you know, and I don't do that. But after he started getting all those allegations against him, I felt bad for him. But the reality is that, you know, he was one of the most famous people in the world, and he did all that crazy stuff, yeah. Austin. So be very, very, very careful, and don't allow yourself to be alone with people that you don't know. Really, really important, especially if you're doing online dating. Make sure it's always in a public location. Very, very important. Austin, what's your next story?
Google, Alphabet, their parent company, has now admitted to Congress that the Biden administration pressured YouTube, owned by Google, to remove any and all videos that didn't even violate its content policies. Alphabet, which has deep ties to Big Pharma, called the practice unacceptable and wrong now. This came into the COVID-19 pandemic. They said big tech companies colluded with the government to silence dissent and criticism of lockdowns, mass vaccination campaigns by censoring all truthful information that did not align with the political agenda. What's happening now is Alphabet's trying to essentially do an about-face. They're trying to cover their butt because all this stuff has come up now that the Biden administration pressured them to pull all this stuff off YouTube. If you remember, you couldn't talk about anything.
We got yoked.
Facebook.
Millions of views we lost.
Every platform, you couldn't talk about anything. And September, Alphabet responded to a congressional subpoena with a letter similarly disclosing how the Biden administration told YouTube, owned by Google, to remove any videos, even if they didn't violate its content policy, with related to COVID-19 topics.
Boy, did we get yoked.
Everybody.
And notice they didn't put us back up again. All the stuff they took away, they don't put it back up.
No, they haven't. That's my point. They said, oh, we got pressure to do it, but they haven't fixed it. All those videos are still pulled down on there. And this again shows you why you can't trust any of this stuff at all.
Well, no, there's just, I remember I did a show one time with a lady, and we called it Planet Rothschild.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, you heard that right. And it was a good show.
Yeah.
It hit millions of views in 3 days. And all of a sudden, bingo, jingo, gone. I mean, censored and taken out. This is before COVID, by the way. And, I mean, it was the end of it. I mean, this thing was going to go viral. Because, I mean, I named pip names. I dated dots. I crossed lines. I did everything I needed to do to prove what I was saying was true. And, boy, they were having none of it. And it got yoked. You think, well, was it anti-Semitic? No, it was anti-Rothschild. You know, and so, but it didn't make any difference. It did, but they have YouTube, and that's the thing about this with the Alphabet, with Google. They do whatever they want to do anyhow.
They do whatever they want.
They'll take you down, and the problem is there's no appeal process.
Now, and now they go, well, the Biden administration told us to do it. We can't be liable for anything that happened because the Biden administration told us we had to pull it down. Total crap.
Well, no, this goes right back to when soldiers follow, you know, orders that they know are clear violation of people's lives and
international treaties. Yeah.
By the way, Trump has now greenlighted CIA operations in Venezuela as the Ford carrier strike group enters the Caribbean. Kind of told you that was going to happen too, didn't we? Because now the CIA is going to go in and they're going to do covert stuff, going behind the scenes. Oh, kind of like January the 6th, Austin, with the FBI.
Kind of like January the 6th or the Bay of Tonka.
Well, that Bay of Tonka never even happened. That was a total lie.
Well, no, that was all set up with the CIA, though. Yeah. It was more CIA propaganda. So we don't even know what they're going to do in Venezuela.
No.
We don't know what
they could foment rioting. They could do this. And they will take out. They will take this Maduro down.
They could have, and this might happen, quite frankly. They might have the CIA come out and say, listen, we have all these photos, giant fentanyl manufacturing facilities. Here they are. Here are the photos. We found them. We have to do a full blitzkrieg on Venezuela now.
Don't get me wrong. I was not a fan of Saddam Hussein. That guy was a loon.
He was bad. He was a nutcase.
But, Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
Yep.
Here's the uranium tube.
Nuclear weapons.
Nuclear weapons. They're building nuclear weapons. Blah, blah, blah. We got all this evidence. And they really destroyed Colin Powell's reputation with that. And I like Colin. I did seminars with him, too. If you want to see a picture of me and Colin Powell, I can show you that, too.
That was all Israel Mossad up, though. They're the ones who leaked the intel that said we had it, that said they had it. They got us to get into a direct conflict with Iraq.
And again, the CIA gets in there.
Full invasion with Iraq.
And then we have a full invasion of Iraq. And you go, and then what happens? This is my favorite, you know, part of this. They find out there's nothing there. Nothing. There are no weapons of mass destruction at all. Nothing. And so what do? They turn Saddam over to the groups that basically want him killed, and they hanged him.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. We invaded his country under false pretenses, killed millions of people, and then turned right back around and had him killed. After we found he had nothing. Any kind of civilized society would say, just maybe you need to put Saddam back in power. And I'm not suggesting that we had done that, but I'm saying that maybe that should have been a viable alternative to having him hanged. And now Iraq, oh, but that's right, I forgot. We had to put our government, or Rothschild-controlled central bank
yeah.
For the first time in Iraq's history that was controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel so we could indebt slave them. So you got to remember, you got to understand something. When they give you money, they give you money because you're borrowing the money. And you never get the money paid. I'm going to give you the little quip here real quick. I'm going to buy the island of Grenada. And I'm not going to do that. This is an analogy. But I buy the island of Grenada, which I have no way to buy the island of Grenada. I don't have that kind of money. But I have it. So I buy the island of Grenada, but now I have absolutely zero money for infrastructure or for currency to be used in order to conduct commerce. So I go to Bill Gates, which I would never do, and I say, Bill Gates, I need $100 billion from you to put into circulation into the island of Grenada in order to create a commerce state and to have them, let them allow them to have money to free flow. So he gives me $100 billion with his face on the picture because he's worth $100 million, and now I have money circulating, and he charges me 7.2%. Okay, 10 years shows up. And now I owe him the $100 billion back. Now, listen to me. This is the concept that nobody gets. And he says to me, Ted, you owe me $7.2 billion. I say, Bill, I only have $7.2 billion. That's $100 billion. He says, you owe me $100 billion in interest. I'm getting this correct now.
The rule is 72.
Rule of 72. Yep. And so now I said, even if I take all the money back that I got from you, I still owe you another $100 billion because of the rule of 72. It's been 10 years. And he goes, that's right. So now I have no way of paying back $100 billion unless I borrow another $100 billion from him. And so forth and so on, the $35 trillion in debt. It's debt-based.
38 now.
38 trillion. It's just borrowed money. So we have to make sure we give another $40 billion or whatever.
Or $4 billion a year in cash.
Oh, to Israel, okay.
Well, they deemed it so.
Because they deemed it, though, because the Rothschild Banking Control controls our treasury, controls the Exchange Stability Fund. We covered this the other day, and controls Israel because it's their fiefdom. And so you say, well, this doesn't make any sense. That's what they do. And so pretty soon, 20, 30 years goes down the road, now you're hundreds of billions of dollars in debt with Grenada and no hope of ever paying it off because the money is not in circulation. It was never printed. They never printed the interest. It's impossible to pay the debt back. When you contract the M1 money supply to pay debt back and you try to balance the budget, a fiat-based system cannot run on a balanced budget. It's impossible because you got to borrow more money to get more currency. It's a nightmare. It's basically a Ponzi scheme is what it is. And sooner or later, it always collapses. Always. The only reason we haven't collapsed yet as far as our currency, is because we are the reserve currency of the world and because of petrodollars with Saudi Arabia and all the oil having to be bought in the United States dollars based on what Nixon did. So all of this stuff is a big scam, period. And so when you have CIA operations going into Venezuela, then basically we're saying to them, we want your stuff.
Want your oil.
In other words, you have the largest oil reserves in the world. We want your stuff. And they're saying, well, we don't want to give you our stuff. Watch this. Hold my beer. We're going to make sure we get your stuff, even if we've got to take your government out like we did Iraq. That's the goal here. And now for a more lighter story to go to. Baby boomers. They have got their children unbelievably mad now because they keep giving them more and more stuff. The baby boomer stuff avalanche is already crushing families. This is kind of cute when Aaron Tarav's retired parents started first gifting him, his siblings, various items and trinkets that they've accumulated over their travels over the years. But the little handoffs quickly turned into a very annoying territory. It just became more stuff to fill up our homes that we didn't need or have space for, the 40-year-old said out of Seattle. While he understands it's perhaps the parents' way of showing love, he had to explain that these objects were just their memories, not his. If they gave him things he didn't want, he finally said he'd refuse them and mail them back to him. So here's the thing. If you're a baby boomer and you got a lot of stuff that you don't want, this junk, just do a yard sale or there donate it to the Salvation Army.
Exactly.
Somebody else. But don't be giving it to your friends or your family who basically have to deal with your stuff, because now you're going to make them feel guilty if they sell your stuff. What'd you do with that trinket I got from, you know, Venezuela? Oh, I sold it. You sold my stuff? Well, it wasn't your stuff anymore. It was my stuff. You gave it to me. I can't believe you don't have memories attached to it. No, I have no memories attached to it, and I needed to pick up the extra $20 this week because of the stuff was only worth about $20 anyhow. Oh, I can't believe this. So, you know, it's funny also how we do this, isn't it? We have a storage warehouse facility that Tarsha Grin was putting across the street so people could take their stuff and pile it in storage, and then somebody else could come later on and bid on the storage contents and then open it up and try to sell that stuff. We are the most consumer-related economy in the world because we've been programmed to do that. You got to watch that one. What was that one movie? They Live?
They Live. And glasses.
You put the glasses on, and you see everybody saying, buy,
obey.
Obey. You know, you try to do well, you know, I hate to say this.
Classic movie. Yeah,
well, no, because they're saying that we have entities that are running the planet that we can't really differentiate. In other words, we're going to tell you the truth about this and kind of turn it into a spoof, and now it's become a cult film that everybody needs to watch. And the sad part about it is when you understand that that's how they keep the lie going, Austin, and keep the fiat currency pumping. I used to buy gas for 25 cents a gallon.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. I used to buy diesel just 20 years ago for less than a dollar a gallon.
I remember those days.
Not anymore. And you think to yourself, what the heck are we doing here? Well, it's because you have to continually increase the debt. Increase the money being used to pay the debt, and you have to borrow the interest to pay the debt. And if that's not good enough, then you got to make sure you have a SNAP program out where you're giving out hundreds of billions of dollars a year to people who are either dead, never existed, or you got 10 different people in one household ordering all SNAP, and plus another 25 different programs. Our government is so corrupt because of the Peter Principle, layers of management increases, so does inefficiency, that people who are stamping those paint, like we've said at the beginning of the show, they just do it as a random thing now because they don't want to be bothered with it. And so now we have all these people getting free stuff because we basically facilitated it, Austin.
Yeah, speaking of countries, our homeland, Deutschland, increasingly it's becoming no-go areas.
It's our homeland. Did you say Heimland?
Deutschland.
Did you say Deutschland über alles?
Deutschland. They said violent crime explodes at train stations to an all-time high now.
Well, they brought in a bunch of immigrants. Gaddafi warned us. You take me out of Libya, we're going to flood Europe. And he did.
He did. Said the number of violent crimes at the Berlin Central Station has tripled compared to 2019. Just in 5 years.
Wow.
Last year before the coronavirus. In Cologne, violent crime has grown 70%. In the same time frame.
Well, in Cologne is where they raped like a thousand guys, raped those women. Remember that?
They sexually assaulted them. That was horrible. They said now essentially the train stations are becoming these hangouts now for drug dealers, young men, mostly with migrant backgrounds.
Foreigners commit 59% of all sexual crimes on German trains and train stations, with serious sexual crimes doubling since 2019. Here's the problem. Okay, let's do the math here for a second. You're from Somalia, okay? Most of your women are running around covered up with, you know,
full burqas, top to bottom,
okay?
Yeah.
They can't see it. So when they don't wear the full burqa, they're basically, they think, a prostitute. So they come into Germany, and they see these girls walking around with these revealing outfits. So what ends up happening?
They can't control themselves.
They can't control themselves. They think, well, she wants to be, you know, whatever. And so let's go and do that right here in the train.
Well, they act like animals, dude.
Yeah.
They act like animals. The problem is, individuals like that can't function in a first-class civilized society.
Well, you know, in Somalia, the average the average IQ is 55. Now, how do you – you can't even be in the military unless your IQ is like 90. You can't even sweep a floor. You can't be training. So you've got a 55 IQ that we're supposed to be bringing these people in to basically run Mercedes factories.
Yeah.
They can't even flush a toilet. Think about that. We can't train you to flush a toilet, but you're going to run complex equipment. No, you're not. You're going to go on the doggone welfare rolls, and you're going to rape our women. Yeah, how about that? That's what's happening in Germany now. It's really sad, Austin.
This is uncontrolled mass immigration is driven by essentially CDU and SPD, which is this massive flux that's gone in now. Foreign nationals account for over 50% of all crimes committed in the train stations now. That's horrible. But I just want to bring that up. Knives, they said knives are playing an increasingly large role in train stations. Nobody carries firearms.
No, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
See, here in Florida.
Yeah. I had this conversation the other day.
Florida. If it's a Florida man, right? Here, the boss and I are Florida men. You know, we basically carry, we're heavily armed all the time. We go to the grocery store, and we have open carry in our state. But, you know, I don't see that much. People are still using concealed.
Yeah, I got on to everybody I knew that started talking about it. I'm like, dude, this is not the place to do it in most cases. If you're going out and you're hunting, you're camping, you're doing stuff, by all means, open carry. It's way quicker to draw if you run and encounter something. But, you know, going into Publix, going into Walmart, you know, that one clown that got the cops called on him, he's walking into Walmart with a full M4 slung around him. Really, dude? The cops show up, they're like, well, you can legally do this, but Walmart's going to trespass you now. Like, this isn't.
This
Why?
Isn't cool.
Why?
Yeah.
You're going shopping with an M4? Like, come on. Really?
Well, he was trying to make a statement.
He was trying to make a statement, yeah. But the statement was just absurd.
I agree. But I only saw that one guy in Walmart with a gun. I haven't seen anybody else.
No, everybody else kind of watched the video, and they realized how stupid he looked. And they're like, okay, this is really just obscene. But it is Florida, and you can do that if you want
well,
to.
Well, then that's the problem with Germany, isn't it? Everybody's on the trains now watching women get raped. They don't know what to do.
Yeah,
and the same thing in the Democratic states, like New York. You know, these people get on these trains, and they rape women, they pull out knives.
They pull out blades, pull out box cutters.
And then when the one guy, basically the one Marine guy, grabs the guy who's threatening to kill everybody and chokes him out and didn't mean to kill him but ends up killing him, he is in the trial for murder.
2 years went to that trial.
Because in Polk County, you know what happened? If that guy would have done that? Nothing. Grady Judd said, if you guys have somebody breaking into your house and come burn, rob, kill, destroy, you take your shotgun, I'm paraphrasing what he said, and you blow them back out of your house.
Yeah.
And you will not be charged, he said.
No.
Now think about that. And see, when you have the ability to dole out equal force on a perpetrator, suddenly it's not very much fun anymore to be the perpetrator.
No, because you know everybody's armed up.
Yeah.
Same way we're in Montana. We're talking to everybody up there. Everybody's like, well, yeah, everybody just kind of lets everybody be in Montana.
Yeah.
Everybody knows everybody's got a .44 in their truck.
Or in their pants.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know what they're carrying up here. But I remember that time we went up there years ago, and you and I are open carrying because it's Montana, and we're the only ones carrying guns.
Yeah.
That we could tell.
Yeah, about concealed, or in their trucks, they said.
But look at the demographics in Montana.
Look at the demographics in Montana.
Oh, just thought I'd say. What's your next story? There's not a bunch of people coming in from Somalia.
No, there's not. There's another article that popped up here that Harrison wrote from the other day on Health Masters. I want to cover this right. And that's a really good article covering resveratrol, talking about brain, blood flow, and beyond. It says resveratrol and cognitive function. I want you guys to read this. It's a very interesting article. It really ties in. There's some stuff here that I didn't realize resveratrol did. It says the gut-brain axis reminds us that the brain depends heavily on good blood flow and a steady supply of nutrients to clearly think and function well. When the arteries in the neck become narrowed or blocked, the brain may not get enough blood. This can slowly damage brain tissue and lead to problems with memory. And they go into detail in here and talking about how resveratrol improved learning and memory by reducing oxidative stress, lowering inflammation, helping with circulation, and helping the body's natural cleanup process.
It helps to increase the blood flow in brain regions that have been chronically undersupplied.
With no side effects reported.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. That's why I read this the other day. He sent it to me when he posted it. And the thing about this is remember, this is a lot of the documentation, a lot of the content.
I'm going to start taking resveratrol today. I've got some in the cabinet.
Do you?
Also activates a longevity gene called SIRT1, which helps blood vessels relax and improves blood flow by increasing nitric oxide activity. The effect matches the improvement seen in human brain scans. I had no idea.
Says healthy adults aged 50 to 75 who took 200 milligrams of resveratrol for 26 weeks showed significant improvement in memory, hippocampal function, connectivity.
Well, I want some right now.
There you go. I don't have it here.
I've got some in the house. I'm going to start taking resveratrol because this is what the people say from the red wine.
This is what I was about to get into because I saw another article discussing.
You got to drink so much red wine.
You got to drink like 2 or 3 bottles a night to get 200 milligrams of real resveratrol. And the problem is you're going to blow your liver out. You drink 3 bottles of wine every night.
Plus, you're going to get pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, cirrhosis, liver, alcoholism.
You're going to get fat.
Osteoporosis. Yeah,
3 bottles of wine a night is going to make you fat.
You will be a lipid, won't you?
Yeah.
You're going to blow up.
Blow up.
Like a big bloated amoeba
that's
walking
why,
around.
Exactly. Bloated amoeba. Such amoeba.
Terrible.
And that's why we put together when we had the formula on here with Resveratrol Plus is you get those ingredients, you get the resveratrol and the quercetin and all the antioxidants.
Also improves insulin sensitivity.
Yep.
That means it's going to help to take care of Syndrome X.
I guess it could tie into that.
Yeah, sure it could. Really that means it would probably really help you as far as losing some weight, too.
Interesting.
I mean, if it does that, because insulin sensitivity, that's why you get Syndrome X, because your insulin loses sensitivity.
Yeah. Well, I've known for years as far as the benefits of this stuff, and that's one of the reasons why on the dosage here, you got the transveratrol and you have the quercetin tied in together, and that's one of the reasons why.
Give us camera 4, Rich, so we can see this just on the screen.
I think it's on 4. The photo's really big on the screen.
Well, they can see it now.
They can see it. Everybody can see it. This is one of the big reasons. I saw this article the other day, and I want to cover it. So he wrote a really good article, so be sure to check that out. We're posting articles left and right every single day, my friend. So be sure to go on here at the top page on the articles. Check these out every single week. There's a lot of information. Guys, it's free. I'm not charging people subscriptions. I'm not Netflix. I'm not upping my price every month. Well, obviously, I'm not Netflix.
We're not making people look at ads.
No ads. There's zero ads on my site. You're welcome.
Thank you, Austin.
Yeah. Nobody thanks me for that. Zero ads and pop-ups.
Oh, by the way, Melania Trump, I don't know what she did. She talked to a bunch of Marines the other day, and she told them to get ready, basically, that they are not going to be needed anymore. And this is, I'm paraphrasing, because the Marines will be replaced by robots.
Marines will always be needed.
And they may have some like you saw in that one movie with Tom Cruise, in which I guess you rinse repeat whatever it was called, when he gets to see he's wearing that body armor.
Was it Tomorrow War? Was it Tomorrow War?
I don't know. Tomorrow today.
That was a while to find those aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they got those exoskeletons.
Yeah.
Now they've already developed those. Those apparently heavy.
Oh, by real quick, a little bit of funny stuff here. Humiliation of Miami's biggest poser, a millionaire influencer's dark secret spill out. And now he's writing his memoirs from prison about how he faked his entire life out of Miami. We talk about this.
I have. I've seen it.
Because, no, they get 7 people on a lease for a Lamborghini. Everybody gets a car a couple of days out of the month when it's not in the shop again.
Oh, my God.
And then research also exposes systemic anti-white, anti-Christian basis in top AI models.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, you could do this. You go to Google and just type in white couples. Like, you know, like a man and a woman, white couple, you won't get white couples. It's the weirdest thing when you do that kind of stuff and you look at it, you go, why is there a bias? You put in black couples, you get black couples. You put in white couples, you don't get white couples.
It is odd if you do that.
So why is that? Well, it's because there's a systemic bias, anti-white, anti-Christian, and top AI models, because the Luciferian Kabbalah, synagogue of Satan, lackeys that run the planet, that'll get their comeuppance in hell. They have been basically doing this for decades now to get rid of white Christians, especially white Christian males and white Christian family households. They don't like any of that.
Well, and they don't like anything that's based on Christianity at all. No. It doesn't matter what your background or demographic is. If anything comes down to Christianity, they want it gone. They don't want anybody talking about Christ.
Well, because he's the author and the finisher and the perfecter of our faith, and through him all things are held together, period.
Right. And remember, these guys that run the banks, they believe that Jesus was a sorcerer. They don't even believe he was a prophet.
The demon possessed.
Listen to what they talk about. They hate Jesus. They hate Christians. But hey, they're our greatest ally.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I still haven't figured that one out yet. How do I twist that one? So,
by the way, the depopulation agenda: how vaccines, AI, and globalist elites are targeting humanity.
There you go.
Wait a minute. The elites, blocked by backed by institutions like the World Health Organization and WEF, are actively pursuing a population reduction and getting rid of white people. COVID mRNA-19 injections have caused an estimated 100 million deaths worldwide. Isn't that crazy, Austin? Probably higher than that.
Yeah.
Corporations like Tesla plan to replace human labor with 100 million robots by 2030. Despite RFK Jr.'s HHS role, agencies remain captured by Big Pharma. That's true. Even political allies, including Donald Trump's with Trump X, betray anti-establishment rhetoric by profiting from medical-industrial complex. And solutions include natural immunity, detox protocols, grassroots resistance, and tools to basically bypass censorship. to fight the man's sovereignty, truth, and defiance against digitalized enslavement. And boy, isn't that the truth. That's what we try to do here on the Ted and Austin Brewer Show. Every single time that we do a show, we try to come back and tell you guys the truth and let you know how you can stand against the tyranny that has enveloped the entire world, but has been here from the very beginning. Just thought I'd mention that to you, Austin. What's in your story?
It is, absolutely. And we'll be doing a big pre-Black Friday sale on zinc glycinate today. So be sure to check it out. I think we're doing like 20 or 25% off on
zinc.
Yeah, big, big deal. Big sale. Zinc, liver cancer, liver disease, and age-related diseases. I want everybody, if you're curious about this, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and the conditions where it accumulates excess fat, zinc is really good for multiple different issues with this, including a whole host of things, including your immune system, including hair, including basically sexual reproduction. Zinc is super important for all this.
Well, so, when the sperm and the egg come together, it creates a spark.
Needs zinc.
Spark of life. I mean, like a flash.
Yep.
It really does. And the more zinc in that sperm, the brighter the flash.
Yep. So be sure to look out for it today. The zinc will be going on sale for 25% off for basically a pre-Black Friday flash sale. So everybody seems to be doing it. I got you guys on that. Appreciate you, my friends. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow as always.
I love you guys. Thank you for your support. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here.